Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you hang out. You continue to hang out with us, ladies and gentlemen, because Don Lambro is in the building, so to speak. Don is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, chief political correspondent for the Washington Times, and the author of the outstanding book called Fat City, one of President Reagan's favorite books. He's our good friend, Don Lambro. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
It's good to be back, isn't it, Don?
For sure. Absolutely. Same here.
I can tell you're all a Twitter, Don.
Well, it's morning, and I sort of ease into the morning, and
You don't get too excited in the morning, do you, Don?
Well, not terribly, but the caffeine and the coffee helps.
There you go. Hey, Don, the campaigns are starting to the murky water in the campaigns are still murky, but they're starting to. What's the word I'm going to use? There's another word that the petroleum people use. Coalesce. The information is starting to coalesce a little bit, isn't it?
I think to some degree, certainly on the Democratic side, where Hillary Clinton is running away with it, and
barring some event or some Dean scream or some kind of a revelation, an irrefutable revelation, which I believe there is out there. I just don't know if we'll find it, if it'll be found or not. But barring something like that, I mean, she's the nominee apparent, isn't she?
Well, right now, just as Howard Dean was probably at this time, in the 2004 election cycle. So you know, anything can happen over the next 3 months. We don't know what that might be. So elections can be very, very. There are always surprises in Iowa and New Hampshire. So you know, you can ask Howard Dean about that. Ask Walter Mondale, suddenly found himself in a fight and all the way to the convention.
Right.
Hillary looks like the heir apparent for her party and has pulled away in the polls. But anything could happen on that side of the political aisle, and we're watching that closely.
You know, Don, the first of the at the end of 06, I write my at the end of every year, I publish the first of the year, my predictions for the coming year, and one of my predictions was about the presidential politics, and I predicted that the front runner and the nominee apparent for the Republican Party would be Mitt Romney, and
wow,
I predicted.
That's a brave prediction.
And I predicted that Hillary, that the Democrat nominee apparent would not be Hillary.
That's quite a prediction as well.
Yeah.
Did you
right now, I'm not looking too good on either one of those fronts.
Well, I wouldn't, count Romney out. The story is, in some ways, more interesting on the Republican side because you have sort of not a conservative heir apparent this time around, and the race does seem to be between Giuliani and Romney. I've been writing about this lately because two important things have happened, really, in the last week or few weeks. And number one is... Giuliani remains the front runner, and recent polls show him moving to the head of the pack in South Carolina. That's an important January primary, and he has that is a rock-ribbed conservative Republican state. So the fact that Giuliani, who is more socially liberal from New York City, doing well there. That really says a lot about his campaign. And Romney, and this has not been really reported very widely, but it is certainly known that he now leads in the first four primary contests in January. So here's a guy who is running fourth in the national polls, trailing way behind Giuliani in the national polls. But in the first four contests, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, Michigan, in January, he is leading. He is kind of fallen a little bit back in New Hampshire, and looks like Giuliani is getting closer there. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, he's not doing too badly, and so it's a real horse race in those first contests.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Don Lambro, is our guest. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages.
For the constant in the chaos, for the fulcrum in the void, following a destiny our steps cannot avoid.
The old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled. Said, no, no.
Welcome
no,
back.
No,
it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Don Lambro, chief political correspondent with the Washington Times. And Don and I are talking about presidential politics. And Don, you were telling me. I want you to tell the audience something you told me just a minute ago about your thinking, your thoughts on why you believe that Romney is running kind of an entrepreneurial campaign.
Well, of course, Romney made his fortune as the head of Bain Capital. That's a venture capital company in Boston, Massachusetts. And they take private investors' money, venture capital, and put it into small companies that look like they're going to go places, but they're not well known and not that profitable. And he built up a lot of businesses with his venture capital investments that are now household names. He's doing really applying the same thing really with I think his presidential campaign. He raised a lot of money at the very beginning in the first two quarters, more than any of the other Republican wannabes, and he plowed the bulk of that money into TV ads in places like New Iowa and Michigan and Nevada and New Hampshire, and it's paid off for him, and that venture capital money has paid off with him being in the lead in states like Iowa, where Giuliani and McCain essentially kind of withdrew from those states because Romney was so far ahead. So a lot of money early, he invested it, and he's reaping the rewards. So as a venture capitalist, he's applying that to presidential politics, and it's paid off for him.
Well, I'll tell you something, Don, as a small business owner, as a business owner myself, and somebody who really, really loves the marketplace and believes that the market is a lot greater solver of problems than the government is, I like the idea of somebody who's made a payroll being in the White House. And that's the problem I've got with some of the candidates on both sides of the aisle. Let's talk about the primaries. Now, there's a big debate going on right now, and some controversy and some acrimony in both parties with regard to, especially the Democrat Party, with regard to the setting of these primary dates. I mean, this is a story within a story, isn't it, Don?
It is, and it's been a continuing trend over the last several presidential elections, this whole front-loading process, where the states want to have more of an influence and a role in who the ultimate nominee is. And so what has happened in this cycle, big mega states with huge numbers of delegates that can determine the nominees of both parties have moved their primaries up. And you've had Michigan moving up to, I think the 15th, and Florida moving it up to the 29th of January. Mm-hmm. We're talking all about January now.
Yeah.
And do you have the situation where you have the Democratic, both parties have rules about not holding their primaries in January, not until February 5th or later, and these states are violating those rules, and there are sanctions. You will lose delegates, and you have the situation.
That's what the Democrats are saying to Florida, and Florida's thumbing their nose at that.
That's right. The Democratic National Committee has told the Florida Democrats that if you do this and participate in this January 29th primary, which the Republicans have set up, and because they control the legislature, we will we will take away all your delegates to the convention. And this past week, the Democratic senator and Democratic members of the House and from Florida have filed a lawsuit against the Democratic National Committee. So you have a legal battle going on within the Democratic Party.
Florida is the state that just keeps on giving, isn't it?
It is, and of course it's a big mega state. And can you imagine?
Who covers these things for a living, this is like money in the bank for you, isn't it?
Well, it's a great story, and you know, there's nothing better than Democrats fighting Democrats and a Washington story, and that's what you have going on here. But when you have the Democrats in a mega state like Florida, which was so crucial to what happened in 2000, and now the Democrats feel they're being slammed again. This time they say if they participate in the only primary, all their delegates are going to be withheld, and they won't be able to be seated at the convention. This gets very, very bitter, and some of them are saying, asking Howard Dean to pull back on this and try to find some compromise. But there's been no compromise.
Is this Howie raising his head in the middle of this?
He is sticking to his guns and saying that they're going to stick by the rules, that you cannot hold a primary before the February 5th. But
some states are actually pulling their primary all the way back into the very last day or two of January of December.
I think the stories that I'm hearing now coming out of New Hampshire is that it will be very early January. There were threats that they were going to move it into December,
right,
holding primary
around Christmas time.
That's not going to happen, but it's going to be, they're going to move it up until the beginning of January, and I think Iowa will too. But all the big contests are going to be held in January as the opening gate starts for the election.
Are we talking about political and I mean, in terms of presidential politics and seeing who's going to be where and everything, there's going to be chaos in the first couple of months, aren't there?
Well, people say that, and that's what the criticism. But they're going to take it one at a time, and they're going to be primaries.
I'm not concerned about the primaries themselves as much as I am people like you who are looking at and who's the positioning of the individual candidates. Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Don Lambro. 10 till right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Don Lambro, Chief Political Correspondent for the Washington Times. Also, many of you read his column syndicated in newspapers all around the country. Don, what I was getting at when we went to the break about the primaries and everything is, I know about several people, as you do, who are political operatives, they're political strategists, and this has got to be turning their world upside down, all these moving targets, these primary moving targets. What do you think?
Well, it has, and the leading candidates in the Democratic Party as well as the Republicans, they're keeping close tabs on it. I talked to the party chairman in these states that are going to hold contests in January, and they tell me we get calls every day, every week from the candidate strategist saying, okay, now when is this date going to be? Is that firm? And do you think this will be moved? When are you going to move New Hampshire? When are you going to hold Iowa? So they're following it very closely, and it's a moving target on the calendar, and it's going to affect turn their world upside down in terms of their own scheduling and their own campaigns.
And where to spend the money and when to spend it, And they need to be making those decisions right now, and they're not going to be able to. Now, folks, they have
organizations in all those states, so whenever it is on the calendar, they're going to be there campaigning. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
And forget what Howard Dean says about the sanctions. Hillary and the Democratic candidates are all going to be in Florida campaigning.
They're going to want those Florida delegates. There's almost nothing the Florida delegates can do to prevent them from taking their votes. But the reason that I'm pointing all this out, and folks, what I think we ought to get from all this is that this is not going to be a ho-hum primary cycle. This is going to be a historic, I think, cycle that we're into. And Don, you believe that we're going to know who the nominees are. Because of all this moving around of the primaries, we're going to know who the nominees are earlier than we've ever known it. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's because after we get through these 4 to 6 contests in January, you go to February 5th, the Super Duper Tuesday, when you'll have more than 20 states and huge mega states like California and New York we will know probably after February 5th who the nominees or the presumptive nominees are. It's going to move that quickly, and that's what the critics of the front-loading are opposing and say is not good for participatory democracy.
When it's all said and done, February 6th, you're on my show, Wednesday, February 6th, you're on my show. What are you going to tell us? Who are you going to say are the nominees?
Well, right now, I would have to say that it looks like Hillary is in line to, if her numbers hold up, will be the Democratic nominee. The Republicans is really tough to choose, but I would say right now, I think Giuliani seems to be expanding his lead, and looks like he's headed to be the nominee of the party.
So America's going to have two New Yorkers to choose from.
Yes.
How's that going to play in Peoria?
Well, there's a lot of adjustments here, and the conservative wing of the Republican Party is having a hard time adjusting to that. Suddenly, they realize that, and they have been realizing this for many months now. Increasingly, they are not in charge of choosing the candidate anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about participatory democracy. It's the voters out there, and you have a lot of conservative activist leaders who are questioning this and wondering what happened and when did they lose control of this system. Some of them are talking about running a third-party candidate. So there's a lot of adjustment going on the GOP side on this.
Isn't Giuliani going to be the best hope for, in a lot of ways, I think maybe the best hope for the Republicans? Because isn't he going to appeal to the independents more than, say, any of the others, more conservative Republicans are?
Well, you're right on that. He does have a crossover appeal, which allows him to challenge someone like Hillary Clinton in the Northeast, where Republicans are very weak. But he has problems in terms of his social on social issues with a lot of conservatives. And the question
But where are they going to go? They're not going to vote for Hillary.
Well, the question is, you're absolutely right, and I think Hillary will be the great uniting factor for the Republicans. There's crankiness in now, but I think they'll band around Giuliani when they know the alternative is Hillary Clinton.
I think you're right. Hey, Don, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Don Lambro, ladies and gentlemen, with the Washington Times. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.